As the September 3 general elections in Jamaica near, both major political parties have been trekking across the island nation with campaign meetings. This is WAVS News. Jamaica Labour Party leader and Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness told a meeting his administration has greatly adjusted the unemployment rate in the country.
When we took over the economy, the country, the society, 10 years ago, unemployment was somewhere in the region of 13%. Meaning 13 in 100 persons who are looking for a job couldn't find a job. You know what the unemployment rate is today? It is now 3.3%. Only 3 persons in every 100 that is looking for a job can't find a job.
Addressing a meeting in St. Thomas Parish, Holness also reminded attendees of some of the specifics of that change during his administration's tenure.
It is a different Jamaica today than what it was before. It is a better Jamaica today than what it was before.
The Commissioner of Police in Trinidad and Tobago urging criminals to turn in their weapons as things have changed. In a statement, Alistair Guevara urged criminals to find ways to make a contribution to the society.
It will be better for you if you have not received the message before, or as the old people would say, if stick breaking your ears, let me repeat it again. A life of crime is now a high-risk vocation in this country. So hand in your illegal guns.
Meanwhile, the minister with responsibility for legal affairs is touting the effectiveness of police operations.
Based on the announcement by the Commissioner of Police also, that there has been a 34% drop in the murder rate for the corresponding period of the year 2024. So the state of emergency so far has shown incredible success.
Saddam Hussein's comments come amid complaints over the increase in police-related shootings year-to-date. Grenada's foreign minister pushing back on the U.S. State Department's assertions that the Eastern Caribbean nation is exploiting Cuban doctors and other medical professionals from the communist regime. Grenada is among several countries that have been singled out this week by Secretary of State Marco Rubio for visa restrictions due to what he calls officials' complicity in the Cuban regime's medical mission scheme. Grenada's foreign minister Joseph Andar rejected the idea that Grenada is taking advantage of doctors who are part of Cuba's foreign medical brigades. He says Grenada respects all international conventions and protocols regarding the protection of human dignity. In news from the Cayman Islands, Demi Rankin stirs in his sleep and shuffles slightly as if he's dreaming, as if he might open his eyes any moment. This according to his wife Carla. The 36-year-old father has been in a coma since a hit-and-run crash on the Easter weekend. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.